call together the call to order the meeting of the Arizona State Board for Private Post-Secondary Education on July 29th at 2:03. Could the members of the board, we need to call roll, so if you'd say here. Glenn Thorpe?
Here.
Hank Rada?
Here.
Craig Jacob?
Here.
Trish Leonard? That's me. Anyone else on the phone? Could you say who you are?
Ed
Lockhart.
Okay. And for the record, Frankie Eckberg is here for the AG's office, myself, and Kevin LaMountain, State Board staff.
Hey, the board may go into executive session for the purpose of obtaining legal advice pursuant to ARS 38431-03 on any matter on the agenda. The board reserves the right to change the order of the agenda items with the exception of the hearings. There's only one item, so I assume there's no change to the order. There are
two
items. Okay, then. well, is there any change to the order, then?
No, there is. No, ma'am, there is not.
Okay. First, the discussion and possible action in submitting comment on the U.S. Department of Education proposed rulemaking on the borrower defense to repayment. Ms. Stanfield, if you could give us a brief summary.
Yes, Madam Chair, members of the board. I provided to you late yesterday afternoon a draft letter on the comments that we could submit to the Department of Education regarding some of the points of concern with this proposed regulation. Would you like me to just skim through it and highlight it, or do you want to just see if anyone has revisions?
Yes. First, if we could hear if everyone has read it.
Yes.
Great. Okay, does anyone have any revisions?
No.
Huh?
Would anyone like to open discussion about the content of the letter?
Not necessary for me.
Okay. Then if we could accept a motion to approve.
I'm sorry, this is Hank. On page 2, the second paragraph, I did make a note. The proposed rule A prohibits.
Oh,
is that?
Okay. No, that
is A. That
needs, A? Yeah, it needs to come
okay.
out.
Okay. Sorry.
Thank you. Hey, would you like to make a motion, Mr. Rada?
Sure, I make a motion that we approve this letter.
As amended?
As amended, yeah. Second. Glenn.
A motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Hearing none, the motion passed. The second item on the agenda, the update to discussion regarding possible consolidation of non-health regulatory boards. Ms. Stanfield?
Yes. Madam Chair, members of the board, back in the last legislative session, there were two bills that were going through, HB 2613, which was, first of all, the change in licensure requirements for many agencies, mostly that focused on the Board of Technical Registration, but also had the exemption of the yoga teacher training programs for this board, as well as there was a study that it was to be conducted by ADOA, which is the Department of Administration, to potentially consolidate non-health regulatory boards. There was also a bill last year, 2501, which was to consolidate the health regulatory boards, but that one was pulled off of the legislative agenda, but I do believe a study is being conducted. There was a meeting called by the governor's office yesterday. It was held at ADOA. They invited many of the directors of the regulatory agency. I attended, Kevin and Keith attended. There was the director of the Board of Technical Registration, Board of Accountancy, Board of Cosmetology, Barber. There was quite a few of us. In a nutshell, the study is due. Well, they contracted with an outside party to have an unbiased report as much as possible. It's my understanding from the way they explained it, they started at the baseline was to, they used the surveys that the governor asked us to provide to him within his first year of office. But it's also my understanding that half of the people, half of the agencies didn't respond. I did. So they use that as a baseline. Then I guess they were talking to other states who had, you know, consolidated boards, had done it, and then deconsolidated because the umbrella didn't work. And we found out that, you know, mainly they have spoken to the health boards. They haven't spoken to any of us on the non, except for the barber board, which is concerning considering this is a huge, massive change with a report to be submitted within a month for possible legislative changes to become effective July 1st, 2017, next budget cycle. They tried to emphasize, or they emphasized the fact that it was primarily administrative functions that they were wishing to consolidate, that it wouldn't affect the missions of the board per se. I do know that's not how the discussions were going in last session when it was with the health regulatory. So either it's changed somewhat or I don't know. I did respond to the lady who is conducting the study, copied Craig Brown, who's the director of DOA, Kevin Donnelly, deputy director of DOA, Sherry Stone, legislative liaison, and gave them the agency executive summary, the fact sheet that I just finished, and want to have the chance to emphasize how we are somewhat specialized or different, that we don't issue occupational licenses, that it's licenses to institutions, providing students to, you know, services to the students through the records or restitution, you know, and we're part of the triad and so on and so forth. Rather, they'll take the opportunity to contact us, I don't know. I have heard this week that the people in this building will be moved out next year. The health boards are being moved over to DHS, which is conveniently where they were going to be moved in the last legislative session consolidation bill. Haven't heard where we would go, or OWA, who is another, they're non-health. Most of the other agencies, I mean, this building, I won't miss it. It's got asbestos, it's crumbling down. I'm sure you guys agree. But I think it's just the beginning. One things that I was also summoned to the governor's office to discuss the yoga teacher training programs on Wednesday. They wanted to know why we wouldn't do refunds. And I said, because my AG said we couldn't. And John said I'd go to jail if I did. So he's like, I'm not doing it. It wasn't my legislative liaison. It was the other two who have done a lot of the regulatory issues before the legislature. It was an okay meeting, but I expressed to them my concern that I didn't see how there would be any savings, at least from our standpoint, because first of all, we're in an ADOA building. I use ADOA services for accounting, IT, mailroom, so on and so forth, the Arizona AG, and $2,000 a month over at Record. So, you know, I'm already paying all state agencies anyway. I guess they think that's rare, but I don't think that's the case. So this will be interesting. The report, again, like I said, will be issued the 1st of September. We will not be given a copy of it until it's been okayed by the governor's office. And this report will be used by the governor's office and the legislature to proceed one way or the other, in one shape or form. In a nutshell, that's it. Anybody have any questions?
No, it's just a bit confusing because I thought we got voted that we weren't sunsetted and everything was cool. So now it might not be.
You mean our 10-year? No, we didn't get 10 years. We did 8 years. This is totally different. This doesn't have anything. This would, what they, if this would go forward, which it is part of the positions of the governor, was to streamline and deregulate a lot of state government. It would be a total rewrite of all the of Title 32, which is the licensing and regulation of occupations and like what we're under. I mean, it would be a massive, huge change. But they said it was just administrative functions, and again, it's like, okay, well, as far as I know, almost everybody, there are a few exceptions, like the accountancy board, they do not use the IT of Arizona. They have an outside whatever. What's also was of interest yesterday is a lot of us, and Kevin can elaborate more on it, have a lot of the regulatory bodies have gotten together and is working with procurement and IT over at ADOA to come up with this e-licensing platform that's on an extremely, for the state, fast track. We're supposed to have a RFP that goes out by Monday, and then we're supposed to have the information so that we can submit it with our budgets in September. So if the consolidation, the ones yesterday didn't appear to be aware that this effort was underway. So it's quite concerning and confusing.
Sounds like it.
So, other than that, that's about all I know. All we can do is sit and wait and see where it goes.
Okay.
So we don't need to take any action.
No, all right.
No, don't need, no.
Okay, then the next order of business is call to the public. Would any of the public like to speak? Fred?
Fred?
I'm here.
Okay. No? Okay.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Hey.
Adjourn.
In that case, we adjourn this meeting at 2:15. Thank you for participating.
Thank you, everyone.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
You too.